Today and for the next 4 weeks, our Sunday Gospels will not be from the Gospel of Mark like we've been going through, but instead we break into John's Gospel briefly, going through the sixth chapter of John's Gospel. And this chapter is really important, especially to us as Catholics, because in it, Jesus gives his clearest and most explicit teaching on the Eucharist. He tells us that the Eucharistic bread that we receive at Mass is truly his body offered for us. And so we can say that a miracle occurs at every Mass, because when the prayer of thanksgiving is prayed over the bread and wine by the priest who's acting in the person of Christ, the bread and wine is transformed into an entirely different substance, even though it appears the same, and that it becomes the flesh of Christ. So this is the teaching that Jesus himself gives us, and this will be our reflection the next four Gospels, going deeper and deeper into Jesus's teaching on the Eucharist. So today we have the first thing that happens in that chapter, which is John's retelling us this miraculous meal, we could say. So appropriately, Jesus begins this chapter that will culminate in the teaching of the Eucharist with this meal. So today in the Gospel, we hear this story that's pretty familiar to us because each of the four Gospel writers tell us this story. It's one of the only things that we hear each of the Gospel writers tell us: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So we hear how a huge crowd is gathered around Jesus. The Gospel tells us that it's about 5,000 people. That's a lot. Some people have speculated that this is actually only counting the men. So could be way more than that if there are presumably women and children also there as well. So that would be like approaching a Winstock-sized crowd. So a huge number of people. And then Jesus asks Philip to test him, where can we get enough food to feed all of these people? And of course, Philip thinks this is the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard. He says, 200 days' wages wouldn't feed all of these people, Jesus. So what's that translated into our own terms? $20,000, $30,000, essentially, he's saying, wouldn't be enough to feed everybody who's here. So obviously a very large number of people. And then Andrew pipes up rather foolishly, well, this little boy here has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But then he quickly thinks about what he's saying and he says, but what does that even matter given that there are so many people? But Jesus takes that tiny amount and he feeds the whole crowd with it. And they don't just get a crumb, but the Gospel tells us that they eat their fill, and that once everybody has eaten their fill, there's a lot left over. So there was truly a superabundance provided by Jesus for the people. So I think it's really important for us to think about this Gospel in the context that John gives it to us, which is in the context of his teaching on the Eucharist. And so what I think immediately of is thinking of how little Jesus had to work with. I think of how little that's actually offered here at the Mass. In just a few minutes, the ushers will bring forward the bread and the wine that we're going to use. And it's really just a handful of bread in the form of host. And it's just a mouthful of wine that is the quantity that's used at the Mass. And from a material perspective, it really doesn't amount to very much. Those who are receiving Holy Communion will receive what appears to be a small host, a little wafer. If your stomach's empty, this is hardly going to fill it. what we receive today. So how do we make sense of the fact that at the meal Jesus is talking about, the people had their fill. Their stomachs were full, and there was more even left over. So I was thinking about this heroic figure in our modern church, this archbishop from Vietnam. His name's Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. So in the early 1970s, during the Vietnam War, he was captured, and because he was seen to be such a threat by the communists, and so he was thrown into jail, and he ended up being there for 13 years, 9 of which he was in solitary confinement. He was never tried, he never received a sentence, he's just shipped off to North Vietnam and thrown into captivity. The only luxury that he was allowed was he was allowed to pass letters through the jail, which then could go to his contacts and friends. And so when he would write letters, sometimes he would indicate that he was in need of medicine. And so that was a code for people to send him back a tiny amount of wine in a little medicine bottle and some crumbs of bread. And there were some sympathetic guards who would kind of smuggle these things in for him then. And he was able, through these guards, he was able to make like a really small cross that he would hide in his bar of soap. And he had this cardboard box then that he would keep the items that he would use for his celebration of the Mass, which he did every day at 3 p.m., which is the traditional hour that we commemorate Jesus' death on the cross. And what he would do is he would have just a tiny bit of bread, as little as he could, because he's always trying to conserve it, this tiny little bit of bread, and then he would pour 3 drops of wine into the palm of his hand. So the palm of his hand then was the chalice that he would use, and from memory then, he would recite the words of institution, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body. Take this chalice. This is the chalice of my blood." And that's how he was able to celebrate the Eucharist each day. So we might ask the question, well, why did he do that? Why did he go to so much trouble to get some wine in and get some bread in, hide that very carefully from the guards who were unsympathetic to him? It certainly wasn't because he was in need of material food, because he was fed adequately, at least, or at least enough to live. He received food from the guards. So it wasn't because he needed material food, but what did he need? That lonely archbishop in solitary confinement for 9 years. Well, he needed the strength to persevere in the midst of his suffering. He needed faith for the times when his belief in God was tested. He needed hope for when he was tempted to despair. He needed patience and charity when he was treated with cruelty by the guards. In the isolating loneliness of solitary confinement, the archbishop needed God's love, and he needed to know it and to feel it. And he needed the consolation of, even though he was alone, knowing that through the mystery of the Eucharist, Holy Communion, he not only had communion with God, but he had communion with everyone else in communion with God. Communion with the saints and the angels, and communion with his brothers and sisters who, outside of solitary confinement, were receiving Holy Communion. So we can ask ourselves, well, why do we come here? Why do I come here? Well, it's not because I need material food. My fridge is full, thanks to some of you. But what I do need is I need Jesus to come and be my strength. I need Jesus to give me encouragement. I need Jesus to give me joy. I need him to give me hope. I need him to make up for all the ways that I'm lacking. I need him to heal my heart when it's broken. So you can ask yourself today why, what you need from Jesus today. Not material sustenance, but what the ways that we're lacking in our soul. So today we come here, and what does Jesus see in front of him? Well, he sees a large crowd of people, thank God, who are all needy and broken, who need so much his merciful love, to receive his merciful love and to take it into our own bodies and hearts and souls, to give us the strength and the encouragement that we need. So brothers and sisters, when I think of Cardinal Van Tuan, you know, he was released in 1988, and then in the year 2000, John Paul II invited him to the Vatican to give a retreat to the Pope and to the curial officials there. And when he came, John Paul II presented him with a chalice, because John Paul II was so touched that for all those years, his own palm had been the only chalice that he used. So let's make our prayer today that we would be able to see Jesus in the Eucharist as Cardinal Van Tuan saw Jesus in the Eucharist, that we would cherish and love this gift so much that Jesus gives us, that we would hunger and thirst to receive him, that we would be really quick to acknowledge all the grace that we need from Jesus at this Mass in the Eucharist. So brothers and sisters, this is how we make sense of that confusion where we come to Mass and it looks like we get so little. Well, we get so much more than that crowd did that day. Why? Because we get Jesus himself, who comes into our bodies, who comes into our hearts, who comes into our souls. Jesus, who has every spiritual good within him, a treasury of grace, everything that we possibly need for our relationship with God, for our relationship with one another. So, hungry, thirsty, needy, we're in the right place today because Jesus sees his people. He wants to give them a great gift, feed them, not with ordinary bread, but with the gift of his self.